This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. European Union leaders and their large following of diplomats and advisors are meeting in Portugal today for 2 days of talks, sending a signal that they see the threat from COVID-19 on their continent as waning amid a quickening vaccine rollout. Their talks hope to repair some of the damage the coronavirus has caused in the bloc in such areas as welfare and employment. In a late addition to their agenda, EU leaders will also discuss Thursday's U.S. proposal to share the technology behind COVID-19 vaccines to help speed the end of the pandemic. Despite a slow start to its inoculation drive, the EU this week passed the milestone of 150 million vaccinations and reckons it can reach what it calls sufficient community immunity in 2 months' time. The European Commission proposes relaxing restrictions on travel to the bloc this summer. Germany has rejected a U.S. proposal to waive the patents on COVID-19 vaccines, a move that could derail the proposals that needs unanimous approval from the World Trade Organization to pass. Spokeswoman for Angela Merkel's government said the protection of an intellectual property is a source of innovation and must remain so in the future. Pharmaceutical companies say the issue is more complex and could erode production incentives and impede their ability to make vaccines. The decision is up to the 164-member WTO, and if just one country, including Germany, votes against a waiver, the proposal will fail. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. Germany's health minister said Thursday the government will now allow AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine to be administered to adults of all ages and hopes to offer children ages 12 and older vaccinations by the end of August. Jens Spahn said after consulting with the country's 16 regional health ministers, he's reversing a decision made early this year to restrict, that is, AstraZeneca's shot to people over 60 years of age. As India sets new daily records in COVID-19 deaths and infections, some experts see the humanitarian crisis as an opportunity for other nations to counter China's vaccine diplomacy elsewhere. Three of the nations that make up the Quad, the United States, Australia, and Japan, are expected to assist the fourth, India, after U.S. President Joe Biden promised to provide New Delhi with an antiviral drug which is used in treating COVID-19. Beijing has repeatedly offered to help New Delhi, but has been rejected in part because of anti-China sentiment in India based on long-simmering border tensions that occasionally erupted into deadly violence. China has denied it is engaged in vaccine diplomacy, with a government spokesperson saying Beijing considers its vaccines a global public good. Authorities say a police officer and 24 other people on Thursday died in an operation by the Rio de Janeiro police targeting drug traffickers in a popular favela on the city's north side. According to the images shown on local television, a police helicopter flew low over the working class community as a group of heavily armed suspects escaped by leaping between the roofs of homes. Service on the subway line was temporarily suspended due to the intense shooting in the immediate region. A senior U.S. State Department official said Thursday that the United States and Iran could reach an agreement on a path to resume compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal if Iran decides to do so, but that gap remains large, or rather, the gap remains. Speaking in a teleconference on the condition of anonymity, the official said, only time will tell because this is ultimately a matter of a political decision that needs to be made in Iran. And former president of the Maldives and current parliament speaker Mohamed Nasheed injured in a bombing attack in the capital on Thursday. No word on an unrest. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.